From JMI Wealth, Andrew Kelleher, welcome to Wednesday.
Yeah, good morning, Mike.
So a bit of business confidence from the ANZ. Remember the days when we used to be a little bit up, a little bit down? I can only imagine how ugly it is.
Yeah, yesterday we talked about data flow and sort of markets bracing themselves for negative news flow. Yep, that started yesterday. The ANZ business outlook, so this is business confidence. We got a preliminary read on this a few weeks ago, so we knew it was going to be ugly. It plunged 45 points to minus 64 in March. It was previously minus 19.4. So we know the headline number is pretty volatile, so let's segue very quickly to the own activity index. That's fallen 39 points. Net 27% of firms now expect weaker activity for their own business. That's the lowest read ever, actually, Mike. That data series started in 1988. So that includes tech wrecks, Christchurch earthquakes, GFCs. So it's a fairly significant number. Given the measures that were being talked about when that survey was taken and the global nature and the uncertainty, I guess we can understand that. At a more detailed level, employment intentions have suffered as well. They've fallen to minus 22.5. They were previously just in positive territory. I guess I asked the question, Mike, about sort of a week or 10 days ago, we talked about, in terms of markets, we talked about peak uncertainty when we saw the market up 10%, down 10%. In terms of confidence, I'm just wondering whether or not we're sort of now in the sort of peak despair and whether or not things clarify themselves a little bit from here. Building consensus issued yesterday as well, Mike. Still going strong, actually, obviously a bit historical. Just under 38,000 new building consents issued in the 12 months to end of February. That's the highest numerically we've seen since the 1970s, but yeah, you have to adjust that for population. Just under 15,000 in Auckland, and I know I keep saying this, Mike, but when we come out the other side of this, and we will come out the other side of this, look, there are some sectors that have reason to be optimistic. I know that some sectors are really going to battle, but some sectors have got quite a bit of pent-up demand, yep. And construction is one of them.
Yeah. Housing in general, I think. Two Crown accounts looked okay.
Yeah, they released yesterday, so we're spending very large sums of money at the moment, so keeping people in work, extending assistance to businesses, putting money into health, but it does all have to be paid for at some stage, Mike, and I think we realise that this will put a burden on future years, mm-hmm. which will have to be looked at through tax. Remember, inflation helps debt as well, so sort of we worry about inflation at some point. But look, we're in the same position post-Christchurch earthquakes. That required significant investment that all had to be paid back. We're starting in a good place. Net debt, minus 19.2% of GDP, although remember that stat gets a bit tricky because GDP will fall. Crown revenue, $62.7 billion on expectations as for expenses. So we had the operating balance and surplus. Some of these numbers will get knocked around a bit. The overall accounts, because remember, you've got a lot of investments in ACC and in the super fund, and they're going to take a hit. That'll come through in the proceeding numbers.
Kathmandu yesterday, they joined the list of people on a trading halt.
Yeah, look, balance sheet repair for companies will happen now, particularly those exposed to, you know, particularly exposed to what are the outcomes of the coronavirus response. You know, basically shut everything down. Sub businesses are going to struggle. Kathmandu trading halt yesterday. They are rumoured to be raising $200 million to shore up their balance sheet. That's speculation at the moment. The company hasn't announced that. They did raise some money late last year, October 2019. They raised $177 million to fund the acquisition of Rip Curl. They're in trading halt. Smith's City are in trading halt. We are going to see more of this, Mike, over the ensuing few weeks, and we should hear more from Kathmandu today.
What are the numbers?
Yeah, look, the Dow Jones actually has bounced around another sort of 500-point range on the day. It's now down 200 points, 22,122, which is about 1%. The S&P 500, 2603, down 22, also around 1%. The Nasdaq, 7732, down about 0.5% at this stage. The FTSE 100, 5671, they gained 108 points yesterday, 2%. The Nikkei, 18,917, down 167. Shanghai Composite barely moved, 2750. The ASX 200, they gave back some of that big gain on Friday, 5076, down 104. The NZX 50, we gained 1.4% yesterday, up 135 points, 9796 on the currencies. The wholesale markets, 1 New Zealand dollar, 0.5924 US. 0.9715 Aussie. Against the Europeans, Mike, we're hitting sort of levels we haven't seen for quite some years, 0.5399 against the euro and 0.4777 against the pound, 63.9 yen. Gold, $1,597.90. Brent crude, $22.77.
You have a good one, mate. Appreciate it as always. Geez, at 47 to the pound. You wouldn't want to travel even if you could. Andrew Kelleher from jmiwealth.co.nz.